You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. Now, have a listen to this. Most of us have heard of the saying January. If you haven't, it's South African slang for the financial stress people often feel at the start of the year, a portmanteau, of course, of January and worry. Here now is South Africa's very own Scrooge himself to talk about what January means and what causes January. It's Mags Haystack from Brenthurst Wealth. Mags, you're not going to rain on Christmas already. It hasn't even started. It's only early December, but I do know what you mean.
No, well, Lindsay, as always, thanks so much. And, you know, it's really more about, you know, it's called the festive period for a reason. We're all having, you know, time with family and friends, and it's the time, I think it's the one time of the year where we can all, you know, let our hair down and really have a good time. But it's really more just of a, let's say, a cautionary tale of, you know, what happens once the party's finished. You know, the music's gone, you're putting all the empty bottles away, and you actually still, you know, have to come back to reality. And the article that I wrote is really just about, you know, how do you prevent that financial stress? You know, what happens in the weeks after New Year's and Christmas, and, you know, just, you know, keeping a bit of sense in your spending and you know, just trying to help people just to, you know, rein in their spending.
I can remember horribly, the memories really haunt me, is when you get paid early in December normally. Sometimes you might get a bonus. That was the old days. And so you've got all this money sitting there and you think, okay, it's the time of year where I'm going to let my hair down. I had a bit of a year, so let's splurge. And it comes to mid-January and you're still 2 or 3 weeks away from your paycheck, and everything's gone, and it really is the most depressing time, Max.
No, 100%. It's the post-holiday blues. You know, for a lot of families, it's the start of the new school year, and that comes with its own, let's say, list of expenses, and it's clothing and shoes and books and everything else. And for those who don't have kids, you know, you still have quite a bit of time, you know, before that next paycheck hits your bank account. And like you said, you know, for a lot of people who do actually, you know, have the, let's say, benefit of a 13th check, you know, first and foremost, very, very fortunate. Not everyone is, you know, going to be getting something like that. But it's just a very good time, you know, just, you know, kind of have a checklist before you start your festivities.
Yes, indeed. And the first, a check is on your list anyway. Avoid credit. Why do you say that? Is it because it's so tempting just to whip that credit card out in the shops and away you go and don't think about it without what you might normally do during the year, and that is sort of calculate what you've spent? You just get carried away with the whole situation. What's your point here?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm going to give you a little bit of, you know, insight maybe from friends or family just over the years. And, you know, a comment that, you know, stuck with me is that someone said, oh, you know, I've had to max out my credit card because they had to buy X, Y, and Z. And then always stuck with me because it's such a risky maneuver when you're using credit, because the biggest problem with credit is those extremely high interest rates that are, you know, that are going to catch up with you and very, very quickly. You know, obviously, you know, in my opinion, again, you know, the commentary and whatever we write, it's not aimed at anyone specifically, and everyone's circumstances are completely different. But credit is a very, very difficult way of trying to rein in your spending, because it's the proverbial kicking the can down the road. You know, if you're using credit for gifts and travel and holidays and all of that, it's just going to actually put you in an even worse off position, you know, next year. So it's just to say, you know, if you have the ability, try not to dip into that line of credit unnecessarily.
I've spoken to colleagues of yours before about credit and credit cards, and credit cards can be very, very useful indeed if managed properly. So don't let your discipline of the previous 11 months run away with you in 12th month. In other words, just stick to your guns on that one. Second point you make is be realistic. And I would add to that, Mags, manage expectations as well? Because other people have expectations of you during this period.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's, you know, it's the lead up to Christmas, and then it's Christmas and you know, all the other, let's say, religious holidays during this time period. And it's a time where families are getting together, and those events cost money. It's food, it's, let's say, you know, everything else that comes with it. It's gifts, it's traveling and petrol, all of these things, you know, they can add up very, very, very quickly. And it's just to say, you know, if you've been spending a certain way, don't let your guard down completely. You can still have a good time and, you know, definitely enjoy it. Go out and, you know, have a fantastic time, but just be realistic in the sense of, you know, how much you have, let's say, to work with. You know that there are obviously expenses coming your way. Be realistic in the sense of, you know, don't overspend and then worry about it next year. Don't you know, start the, let's say, the new year on a bad foot.
Quite right. Set a budget. Now, that's very difficult when you're getting nagged by partners, family, children, etc. And you're under emotional pressure. So to sit down and set a budget at this time of year takes a lot of discipline, Max.
Yeah. No, I fully agree with you. And I think, you know, we're all guilty of it. And, you know, it's a, someone made a comment, you know, I was talking about this podcast earlier, and they said, you know, this is the time when people change their palates, and, you know, they've been ordering, you know, and excuse anyone who doesn't drink, but, you know, they've been ordering KWV three-year-old the whole year. Now they decide they're going to go for a 10-year-old. You know, it's you know, it's, I thought it was quite funny, and it's, you know, that can apply to anything. It can apply to, let's say, your standards of going out and everything else. And setting a budget is just an easy way of saying, okay, I know exactly how much money I'm going to be earning, because we obviously only at the beginning of December now. You know how much you're going to be earning. Just put enough away that, you know, will get you through the rest of the 300 days of January. You know, the budget is just a good way to understand, am I on the right track? Am I maybe a little bit behind? Maybe I'm doing better than expected. And it will just enable you to just have a more manageable January, and not, again, not being in that position where, you know, things are a little bit tighter and we're having to now make those cuts. Everyone can have a good time. If you just, again, going back to point number two, be realistic, set a budget, and just, you know, try to keep a rein on exactly what is going out of your bank account.
Just give us a tip on how we should set a budget. I mean, it's all very well saying, right, I've got X amount for the month of December, but I think you have to allocate the money to different areas of Christmas and New Year or whatever it is you're celebrating, don't you think? And you have to sort of prioritize certain events and certain expenditure.
Yeah, so it's something I've discussed in the past. You know, the most important thing is to put away the money that you need. That is, you know, there's no question about, you know, you have to pay rent or bond and electricity and everything else. That is vital. That is vital money that you need, maybe petrol and all of that. And then understanding, okay, I've got X amount. You know, this is what we can do, and yeah, split it over. In this case, it would be 5 weeks, because I think most companies are paying their staff earlier in December. So it's not now the usual four weeks; it's now 5 weeks, and again, keeping track on that. And also in my article, you know, I did go a little bit technical, you know, talking about marginal propensity to consume, you know, which was a economic theory by John Keynes, and long story short, it basically says that when people earn more, they tend to spend more. And that could be, you know, vitally important in December. Again, going back to that 13th check, you might have some people who now have a lot more money than they used to getting on a monthly basis. And from a psychological point of view, they tend to spend more because the perception is that they have more. So that's going, again, into very technical detail to say, don't get caught in that trap. Don't think now just because you have more, you should be spending more. And like you said, you know, the Scrooge in me is just to say, it's all about making sure that, you know, you're just having a good time, and that stress is, you know, hopefully next to null, you know, when 2026 comes around.
MPC may be a Keynesian theory, but on the other hand, it's to me, it's just simply human nature. It's what we are. We're fragile creatures. Okay, the final point you make is save now, benefit later. Put something in the back pocket. Put something metaphorically under the mattress, if you would, so that when everyone else is struggling a bit, you can sail through that January.
Yeah, and again, it's each person is different, and you know, it's, you know, if you look at our society, yes, I'm fully aware, you know, there are a lot of people who are, let's say, in different financial positions, and it's not about pointing out certain tips that might only, let's say, apply to, you know, person A, but maybe not person B because they're in different, let's say, income brackets. I think everyone has the ability to manage their finances on their own. Not to sound too direct, but you know, people should just take a bit of time to plan their finances better. I mean, we're all planning our year-end functions and Christmas parties and New Year's parties. Take a bit of time and actually plan your finances. I mean, that's really the, in my honest opinion, the way that people should be doing that. And, you know, to summarize, it's just going to take a lot of the stress and headaches and all of that. And we've all been there. I think it's quite obvious, but it's just going to make sure that let's say that transition into January and eventually in February is just going to be a lot smoother.
And also back to whatever you're celebrating at this time of year, it's not all about money either. You can be creative, even if you don't have a fat pile of cash sitting there to splurge on what would be seem to be anyway a traditional way of celebrating. You can be creative with your holidays, and it's about a lot more than money, I think, Mags.
Yes, it's definitely a lot more about money, in my opinion. It's about spending time with family, loved ones, friends, and all of that. But the financial aspect has a tendency of creating a lot of issues, in my opinion. It is a very, very large source of stress, I think, for most of us. Let's not even lie. And really, it's all good intentions with the comments. It's nothing sinister or, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? We're not trying to be, you know,
cynical.
Making anyone feel guilty or no, not cynical necessarily, but I'm not trying to feel anyone guilty. It's not a guilt trip. It's just to say, here's a few tips. Keep this in mind, and at the end of the day, enjoy the festive season, and yeah, let's see what happens.
let's hope that we all do. And Mags, thank you very much for that great advice. I hope you have a good Christmas and New Year, and thanks very much for your contributions throughout 2025. That was Mags Haystack, and that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.